You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Am Yisrael, they made a little trip in Yerushalayim on the Blah Rav Pesach, and they came back. So first of all, we learned here, as it was asked, so they could have just stayed here. Why Hashem had to bring him back? So what do we learn from here? Well, it's right that Hashem gave us three main gifts. What are they? Like the grief, the gifts, matanot that Hashem has given us. One is Eretz Yisrael, one is Torah, and one is Olam Haba. And these three beautiful gifts, only and only you can attain through Yisurin. So what kind of gift it is? Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba.
Nothing is free.
So we learn from here that Eretz Yisrael, and the country that some people might think, it's the only real estate. It's real. The other type is false estate. That's the only location that is holy. That's why everybody wants it and everybody fights for it. Same thing with Torah, something Olam Haba. So it has nothing to do with the physicality. So now, to attain something that is not physical, so you have to get out of your physicality. And how? Through?
Yisurin.
Hazakah Baruch. So that's why Eretz Yisrael and have a portion of Olam Haba and learn Torah needs lots and lots of work. So now, we see the transportation was Air Flight Eagle. So we explained that one of the qualities of eagle is that once in a while he becomes Chazaka Baruch. He loses his feather and grows back on. That's why they call him Nesher. Lashon Neshira, Neshira that means falls off. That's the term that we use in Hebrew. Neshira, Nesher, it falls off. So now, one message here is that Hashem Baruch gave us a warning that in life, sometimes the circumstances becomes completely
cha-cha.
Yeah. And you feel, you know, what is it to do? There's no feather left. So Hashem said, no, here, wait. Look at this eagle. You see, becomes again full of feather. That's what they call him Nesher. There's another beautiful message of this beautiful bird that we see in Parashat HaAzino, that the Shira that is brought, Kenesher Ya'ir Rino. Hashem has been resembled to eagle. Why? Because eagle has a very beautiful, delicate attitude. Before he arrives to his nest, he goes, wake up! He makes noise. Why? Because he never enters Sarzadeh. Why? Because they might be not ready, you know, they're sleeping. Always makes noise. Isn't that beautiful? See what the nature it has. So here it says, Kenesha Yair Rino. Just like the nature, like the eagle that wakes up the baby before he arrives. That's how Hashem exactly treats us. What does it mean? He always gives us a sign. A little sign, you know, God forbid, something gets lost, something breaks, something, you know, goes wrong. It doesn't come, you know, and God forbid, give you all the way. Big punch. He always uses a pat in the back, and then if we realize, hey, somebody is there, so then he says, you know, Boker Tov, how you doing today? I came here to visit you. So now if, you know, say, wow, Rivono Sholam, and he's trying to give me a little rachamim warning. So then, if you get the message, and then, so everything goes away. But that's what the attitude of Ribono Shel Olam is. That maybe we ignore the signs, but here, that's how he treats with us. And that's why he brought us on the Kanfei Nesharim, to tell us, first of all, don't lose hope. And second of all, if you see something is going wrong, I gave you a warning way back. Maybe you didn't realize, maybe you were too busy, maybe you ignored it, but I gave you a sign. I did give you a sign, but you did not pay attention. And that's how Ribono Shel Olam, Shabbat Shalom La'ad, always has such a mercy on us. And Hashem Baruch Hu give us a right chokhmah, to be always alert,
Amen.
And realize his signs, and that should make him happy.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.